Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for a weekly update of the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and the Swamp Fox Facebook page, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
What's showing up on your radar in the swamp today?
Man, there was a boatload of money raised in South Carolina that was announced last week. We had two pretty big announcements. ChargeSpan announced raising $16 million, and Proterra announced raising $55 million. It's been a while since we had two announcements of that size in the same week, isn't it?
It's been quite a while. Announcements of that size in a period of multiple weeks. Enlighten us on ChargeSpan.
ChargeSpan is a company that's created a mobile app. It was the fastest downloaded mobile app in the iTunes store, and it was to help you put together a personal electronic medical record. You could go to your doctor and download the data from visits. And as they grew, they got into helping doctors manage their compliance and their care coordination program. So a lot of what they do now is actually engagement with the physician directly. They came to Greenville as a part of the Iron Yard. They were from Texas. They had a couple of earlier rounds of $1 million, $2 million, and now this very large round. So what they're going to do is expand the number of jobs. They will probably become the largest employer in downtown Greenville. And most of these jobs will be nurses and certified healthcare clinicians and things that are necessary to help them with their compliance and care coordination programs. So it's pretty amazing that an entrepreneurial company has grown to be the largest employer in the city, isn't it?
Very impressive. And I know the other company that you mentioned, we've interviewed them on this show before, and we've talked about them several times, Proterra, the electric bus company.
Right. So this was a company that was founded in Boulder, I believe, and they moved their headquarters to Greenville to be close to ICAR, got a large investment by Kleiner Perkins, which is a blue-chip Silicon Valley venture capital fund. Unfortunately, ended up moving their headquarters location to California, but they do have a very large manufacturing facility in Greenville, and a big part of this $55 million is to help expand the production facility here. The demand for their electric buses is really strong. They says they've sold 400 buses in 50 states.
How many of those buses are we seeing in South Carolina?
Well, I know Seneca has some Proterra buses. If there's somebody else in the state that has them, I don't know who they are. I think Greenville's been talking about getting some, but I don't know that they have so far. This $55 million came from the Generation Investment Management Company, but they also had participation by BMW iVentures, Tau Capital Partners, and General Motors Venture Capital Arm. So, you know, both of these companies demonstrate that if you're in South Carolina and you get to a certain size, you need to raise $16 million or $55 million. You can do that. Companies, you know, that reach that level, they're able to find, you know, capital from across the country. ChargeSpan's capital came from Texas. But we still have this problem in the state of, you know, that very early stage seed capital a little bit later, so we have more of these companies that can grow and be successful at this stage. So, you know, the entrepreneurial ecosystems like provided by Next and then the seed capital continuing to develop, that's critically important. We're going to have more and more companies like this that can grow and be really successful.
John, you mentioned Proterra came to South Carolina because of the International Center for Automotive Research, known as ICAR. You said some of this money that Proterra just received is coming from GM and BMW. So any chances of some more entrepreneur automotive-related companies sprouting up in the upstate?
How about in Rock Hill? You know, they have a good technology incubator at Knowledge Park. They have a very successful company there, Insignia Group, which is an industry leader in accessory sales process consulting and configuration. And they've just graduated. They have a new venture, yourconfigurator.com. So this is another example of a good startup company that was supported by the ecosystem. In this case, it's the Technology Incubator in Rock Hill, which is a joint venture between the City of Rock Hill and the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation. You know, so it's also good that this is spread out around the state, that, you know, we're starting to see opportunities like this, not only in the metropolitan areas, although I guess Rockdale is the metropolitan area outside of Charlotte, but it's not Greenville, Columbia, or Charleston. So you start to see it spread across the state, which is really good.
Well, John, thanks so much for your time today. We'll check with you again soon.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.